Lord, in worship and in adoration, you are indeed our three in one. You are our Heavenly Father. You are our Saviour, our friend and brother. You are our Comforter, our Counsellor, and we worship you without reservation. We praise you. We exalt your holy name on high. We lift your name, Lord. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel and of the whole earth, which is full of your glory. We thank you, Lord, for all you have done, for breathing life into your most beautiful creation, for inviting us to come to you with our requests and our concerns. Thank you, Lord, that you always hear us, that you are right beside us, tenderly loving us with your gentle care. Thank you that in deep obedience Jesus came to reconcile us to you, our Heavenly Father, that through his humble servant heart, Jesus personified your divine nature of love, joy, and peace. What a wonderful Father you are, of kindness, goodness, and oh, so very patient, waiting for us to come to the realization that you alone really are our Heavenly Father. Thank you for your loyalty and faithfulness to us. In confession, Lord, I ask, please take from our souls the hasty judgment of others that comes so swiftly. Please help us to see a little clearer, that we might judge less harshly where we cannot see. Please give us understanding hearts and keep us ever close to you. May we be clothed with wisdom, with patience, love, with humility and purity, as we mix with those who are both known and unknown to us. Sweep over our souls, dear Lord, and renew in us a servant heart, as our supreme example, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, showed us. Amongst all our families, friends, and communities, there are those for whom we cry out to you. We ask, Lord, that all those we hold dear may be filled with a refreshing knowledge of your will in all wisdom and in increased spiritual understanding. We pray that all may walk worthy of you, our Lord and Master, that they and us may fully please you, Lord, that all our endeavours may be pleasing to you. Strengthen us with all might, Lord, according to your glorious power. In this New Year season, we ask in particular for you to help those who are seeking a new direction in their lives, perhaps career choices, or perhaps new areas of volunteer service. Father, we pray that each may earnestly seek your will and direction as many choices are pondered. For all, in whatever age group, may each of us feel the presence of your Holy Spirit, bringing comfort, direction, and faith, that you go before us, enabling us all to know and to do your will. We ask, Lord, that you would guide and protect those in our MBC family who are about to undertake major travel journeys. Watch over them, Lord, and please keep them free from harm to body and soul. And for those in our families who have illnesses of major concern, we ask that the power of your love encompass them, that your kindness and gentleness be evident in those who care for them, and that your divine power meet their every need that they lay before you. Father God, we have all been deeply saddened on learning of the major catastrophes of earthquake in Tibet and fires in California. Oh, although it is hard for us to imagine, may something praiseworthy come from these disasters. Amongst those so affected, may there be a spiritual breakthrough and an openness to the saving power of Jesus Christ. Lord, this morning, we uphold your special nation of Israel, and in particular Jerusalem, the beloved city, and those who have been taken hostage. When their hearts are overwhelmed, O Lord, Please give them assurance of your eternal protection. We pray that you will spread your wisdom on those you have chosen to lead Israel, giving them the assurance they are following your direction and will. May all those in Jerusalem and Israel lift up their voice with strength and give continual praise and thanks to you for leading them over so very many generations. In all the ways in which we serve you, Lord, may your love shine forth, bringing redeemed and healed lives into your presence. For we are indeed called to be God's people. What a privilege. Our cup overflows with your goodness. We have received so freely, and freely we give, Lord, with grateful hearts, to help accomplish your purposes, both locally and overseas. Thank you, loving Lord, that you are ever near to bless and cheer us through the good and not so good times, that even though we don't understand everything, by seeking you in all our ways, your power leads us on. In Jesus' name, amen.